Merhaba from Keswick Village. This is the Rorschach Turkey Update from the 26th of August, 2025. A quick summary of what's going down in Turkey. On Saturday, the 23rd, Turkey ended its controversial FX-protected lira deposit scheme. The program in 2021 to slow the sharp fall of the Turkish lira, but it grew into a heavy burden as the state had to cover exchange rate differences. By closing it, the government wants to cut costs and ease pressure on public finances. Here's how the program worked. People could deposit money in the lira account, and if the lira lost value against the dollar, the central bank would pay the difference. So savers always earned as if the lira had stayed strong. The program reached a peak of $140 billion, but now holds just $11 billion. On the following day, youth activists from the main opposition, the Republican People's Party, or CHP, marched 490 kilometers, about 300 miles, from Adana in the south to the border of central Ankara province as a protest against government crackdowns on CHP-run municipalities. Ferhat Norbunoğlu, the CHP Sarasham Youth Branch President, said it's the longest political march in Turkish history and promised they will continue walking until justice and freedom arrive. Seret Toprakalta, another CHP youth branch president, explained that the march highlights the struggles of imprisoned CHP mayors, children going hungry, unemployed teachers, unpaid retirees, farmers, and anyone seeking justice. The demonstrators said the march was tiring, but said the support and hospitality along the route gave them energy. They are marching towards Silivri Prison in Istanbul from Ankara now, and will arrive there in around a month. Meanwhile, on Wednesday the 20th, President Erdogan told Vladimir Putin that Turkey supports a permanent, inclusive peace process in Ukraine, one that brings all parties to the negotiating table. 2 days later, government officials emphasized that a ceasefire must be in place before Turkey can consider any peacekeeping mission or security guarantees for Ukraine. Turkey has already played a key role in past efforts, most notably brokering the Black Sea grain deal that allowed Ukrainian exports to continue despite the war. In other international news, on Monday the 25th, senior Turkish military officials met with leaders of the Libyan National Army in Benghazi during a port visit by a Turkish warship, marking a rare engagement with eastern Libya. They discussed cooperation under the One Libya, One Army project, which aims to unify Libya's divided military forces. Since the fall of Muammar Gaddafi in 2011, Libya has been split between the UN-recognized government in Tripoli and the Libyan National Army controlling the east. Turkey has backed Tripoli military since 2019, but has recently improved ties with the east as tensions eased. The visit coincided with the reopening of Turkey's consulate in Benghazi and the resumption of Turkish Airlines flights, signaling Ankara's cautious but growing diplomatic and military engagement across the country. On Friday the 22nd, Turkey kicked off construction on a railway linking the southern city of Kars with Azerbaijan's Nakhchivan via the Dilujo crossing. Abdulkadir Ulalo, the transporter minister, said the line will handle up to 5 million passengers and 15 million tons of cargo annually, reducing travel time between Kars and Nakhchivan by approximately 1 hour and 25 minutes. This project is part of the broader Southern Caucasus Transit Corridor. The U.S. has secured exclusive development rights for the corridor, which will facilitate trade, energy transit, and regional connectivity, including rail lines, oil and gas pipelines, and fiber optic cables. The minister emphasized that the railway will strengthen economic ties between Turkey, Azerbaijan, and Armenia, contributing to regional peace and stability. Since we mentioned the transport minister, on Friday the 22nd, he shared a video on social media showcasing his high-speed drive on the Ankara-Nizhda motorway. In the footage, Yurlago is driving at high speeds up to 224 kilometers, about 140 miles per hour, well above the national speed limit of 140 kilometers, around 87 miles per hour. The video, accompanied by Turkish folk music, was intended to highlight the motorway's features. However, it sparked backlash online, with many criticizing the minister for promoting unsafe driving practices. Ulalo later said that sharing the video was like turning himself in for speeding. He explained that the highway gendarmerie had fined him and insisted that speed limits apply to everyone. He also promised to be more careful, though the incident has reignited discussions about road safety and the responsibility of public officials in setting examples for the public. Also on Friday, lawyer Arsene Barkin, known for representing Sedat Pekar, a whistleblower against the current government and feared criminal figure, took over the case of 14-year-old Mattia Ahmet Minguzzi. Earlier this year, a minor fatally stabbed him during a dispute at a flea market. The incident has sparked widespread public outrage and media coverage. Barkin replaced Rezan Espozeme, arrested earlier this month for facilitating bribery. The family faced harassment, including threatening messages from friends and relatives of Mattia's killer. After Barkin's involvement, reports suggest that online threats stopped and the perpetrators deactivated their accounts in fear of retaliation. The trial continues at the Istanbul Children's Heavy Criminal Court, drawing public attention to youth violence. On Thursday, the 21st, Turkish port authorities began informally requiring ship agents to certify that vessels had no links to Israel or were not carrying hazardous cargo destined for Israel. The move follows last year's decision to freeze trade with the country over Gaza-related tensions. Even though the restrictions are informal, they appear to respond to months of public criticism accusing the government of not doing enough to enforce the freeze. Despite the official decisions, the government received criticism because even though it publicly opposes Israel, it continues to trade and maintains economic links with the country. On another note, on Friday the 22nd, Turkey's tourism reports showed a 5% drop in foreign visitors in July compared to the same month last year. Visitor numbers from Germany, Russia, the UK, Poland, and the Netherlands declined noticeably. The main reason for the drop seems to be rising prices. Even though the lira has lost value against the dollar, Turkey is not an affordable destination for foreign tourists. In fact, it's more expensive than the Greek islands and other Mediterranean destinations. On Sunday, the 24th, officials of the Northwestern Duje announced that they had launched an investigation into a controversial set of school rules at Tugat Ojel Anatolian High School. The school had circulated an 18-point list for new students that went beyond national education guidelines. Among the rules was a line barring female students from sitting in the front seat of school buses. Parents and students criticized the list for encouraging gender discrimination. The governor's office stepped in, saying some rules may have been made to ensure respect and prevent misunderstandings, but they crossed the line and caused public concern. Authorities stress that no policy harming students or creating inequality would ever be allowed and promise a safe, respectful learning environment. On Friday the 22nd, the Ankara 4th Criminal Court of Peace ordered a block on the live video chat Azar, shutting down its azarlive.com domain. The court gave no official reason, but reports link the decision to concerns about inappropriate content and minors using the app. Azar is the latest app to face restrictions following earlier bans on Discord, Wattpad, and Roblox. Finally, the southern city of Karamanmaraş, known for its resistance against French forces during the War of Independence, is creating one of Turkey's largest flag symbols. Local authorities in the Onikuşebat district launched a project to paint a Turkish flag spanning 40,000 square meters, about 430,600 square feet, alongside a 6,000 square meter, about 64,600 square feet rendering of the Medal of Independence, which the parliament awarded to the city in 1925. The city mayor said the flag will be visible from nearly everywhere and illuminated at night. The project aims to leave a lasting symbol of pride across the mountains that frame the city. And that's it for this week. Thank you for joining us. The new Ramble on Georgian Slang is out now. Check out the hashtag, #GeorgianSlang. You can find the episode in the Rorschach Georgia Update on your favorite streaming platform or follow the link in the show notes. By the way, are you interested in Turkish slang? Would you like us to make an episode on that? Email us at info@rorschach.com. Hoşça kalın.